Well, we're keeping an eye on National Guard troops as they patrol the streets of Washington, D.C. But let's take up something else the president said in his news conference about crime on Monday, that cashless bail is on his radar in Washington, D.C. and other Democratic-led cities like Chicago. He made this statement about no cash bail, which, as far as we can tell, is not true. Not true. Not true.
I mean, bad politicians started it. Bad leadership started it. But that was the one thing that's central, no cash bail. Somebody murders somebody and they're out on no cash bail before the day is out.
Again, murderers out on cashless bail doesn't seem to be happening. Let's get some facts from an expert. Sandra Guerra Thompson is a law professor at the University of Houston. She is a court-appointed monitor in Harris County, Texas, after cashless bail was instituted there for lesser crimes. Professor Sandra, welcome.
Hello.
So bail is something we understand people pay to stay out of jail while they await trial. But a lot of people can't afford bail. They have no money. So cashless bail is a system where only people who are a flight risk or a danger to the community can be held in detention while they await trial, not simply people who can't pay bail. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a complicated system, but I think that covers it.
That simplifies it. Well, so is it true, as the president said, that if you're accused of murder, you can get this cashless bail and get out by the end of the day?
Well, it's not true in Harris County. Our system only applies to misdemeanors.